I don't see it happening. Let me say a few things about that. I appointed a task force back in 2009 that looked at enrollment management at Texas A&M, and that report's available to you online if you want to see it. But fundamentally, you have to ask the question, you know, how big can you get and in what way without impacting the quality of what you do? That's the fundamental question you ask yourself. Now, I said it while I got the table here. I mean, we bring in over 8,000 freshmen every year here. All of you parents, imagine 8,000 18-year-olds. I mean, this is not trivial. I mean, it's one thing to put them in a classroom, but it's something else to provide the housing, the oversight, the other activities they need to have at that age to be able to utilize their time in productive ways. And so I'm trying to be careful how I say this, okay? But you know, how big do you want that to get? Now, fundamentally, I think we have capacity to grow a little more at the transfer level, to bring in additional students at the junior level from community colleges or other universities. That's out there. I think we fundamentally have the ability to grow selectively in the graduate area, too. You know, we're far larger than UT Austin is at the undergraduate level. We have almost 40,000 undergraduates here. We've got a couple thousand more undergraduates than they have in Austin. Otherwise, we're about the same size. But they have more graduates than we have. And that's a reason for that. So we have to look at this issue of balance here between our programs, which ones have capacity, which ones don't, which ones have the ability to be productive producers of innovators, of educators, the people we need to have to make our country and our state, you know, run effectively. So we're working through that right now. But to bring more freshmen in here is probably not what we need to be doing right now. Secondly, I'll say this, that some of the schools, not many are much bigger than us. The biggest school in the country now is Arizona State University. And I've talked to Michael Crow, their president, quite a bit, and he wants to grow to about 85 or 90,000 students. But he wants to do that not with on-campus students. He wants to do that through online instruction. Now, that's an interesting proposition. You know, I can understand that. I think it's possible to develop extremely effective online instruction. But Texas A&M has had a long history of priding itself in what we call the other education. You know, how do you provide leadership opportunities to a student who's distant from your campus? You know, we have about 900 student organizations here on campus. That gives our student population an extraordinary ability to sample the waters and to find places they can become leaders and learn by doing. And so I think we offer, you know, great instruction here in our classrooms, our laboratories, our faculty offices that we call traditional education, yes. But A&M offers more than that. And that's what sets us apart from many other universities. And can we make that happen if we get much bigger or if we try to go to different modes of interaction and may place people far from us in distance, even though they may be electronically tied to us very tightly? Those are questions we're grappling with right now. So I understand your point, but I have to say this. We have to be certain we don't sacrifice what makes us special to achieve growth, if that's all we're looking for. You know, that's not the answer to me personally anyway. Maybe others feel differently, but that's how I feel about it.